Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Time for a Monday Junior or Tuesday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio Sirius XM 147 and on Great American hometown radio stations. Speaking of which, on my way to a new group of stations in northeast Missouri and west central Illinois, smack dab in the heart of Mark Twain country. A lot of corn, beans, and cattle in that pretty land along the mighty Mississippi. So, I'm headed to Hannibal, Missouri as soon as I upload this show. Don't worry, folks, it's Tuesday and I'll be harmless. If it were Friday, Hannibal would never be the same, I guarantee.
Inconceivable!
Another slow week in mid-July in the live cattle auction world, what with records tumbling every sale day from Oklahoma to North Dakota, ranchers and barn owners are drooling over the big fall run right around the bend. Farmer feeders, maybe not so much as previous years. That being said, live cattle prices or fat cattle continue to demolish previous records each week. I reckon you will see another record-setting Tuesday at Stockman's of Yankton today. As a matter of fact, right now, barn owner Greg Reichen, sound like a valley girl there. Barn owner Greg Reichen likes to start the sale at 7:30 a.m. to keep the cattle from stressing in the heat of the day. You can watch it at Hot Barn Report on Facebook, and right now, they have an amazing sprinkler system that keeps the critters nice and cool, even on sweltering days in the middle of South Dakota cornfields. For those of you that don't know the area, the west side of the Missouri and South Dakota is pretty much all Big Butte and lush grass cow-calf country. East side or East River is pretty much an extension of Iowa with corn and farmer feeders on almost every section of land. Kind of feel like a geography teacher today. In the radio biz, this is what we call filling time on a slow sale week. That being said, yesterday at the CME, August live cattle closed at 219.35. October contracts off 292 at 216.77. August feeders took a hit, dropping 585 at 319.47. September calves lost 550 at 317.70 on the close. To ranchers biting their nails, thinking they missed the peak, they'll be back.
I'll be back.
In this reporter's opinion, hey, I'm not that smart, but I most deaf know people that are. So there, Monty James, Hannibal bound and down for America's Hot Barn Report. Out.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.